What we can't figure out is how they took control of the beam targeting, Dina said. To do it from inside the control facility, they would have had to override the failsafe lockouts.
And that should have triggered safety alarms at both ends of the drop, Lando added.
Maybe the control code was compromised, Luke suggested. That would have been child's play for most Kalumai. Dina gave him an approving smile.
Excellent thought, Master Skywalker. We already have a team of slicers analyzing our control systems. So far, they swear the programming is secure.
Which is all the more proof that the Krefs were behind this, Lando said. Had it been anyone else, we would have known by now how they did it.
Perhaps, Luke allowed. Beyond the observation wall, an amber beacon began to brighten and swell as a distant craft rose into the air and turned toward the infirmary. But I think it's more important to figure out why they did it, and what they intend to do next. Dina's force presence suddenly grew cool and wary.
Don't you think their goal is fairly obvious, Master Skywalker? She asked. They need to eliminate their competition in the rift. It's the only way to make their investment here profitable.
Luke shook his head. This is going to bring a lot of unwanted attention to their operations in the rift. Attention that will make it harder, not easier, to make a profit. Whatever is going on here, it's about more than mining and money.
That's hard to believe, Lando said. Money is a powerful motivator, and the Chulun Rift has the largest concentration of high-value asteroids in the galaxy.
And it's still small change to the Krefs, Luke said. No offense, but Calrissian Holdings is nothing compared to Galactic Syndicated. Lando fell into a shocked silence, then finally asked,
The Galactic Syndicated?
Good. You know the company, Luke said. I'd barely heard the name until recently.
I didn't say I knew them, Lando corrected. Nobody knows Galactic Syndicated. They're a ghost corporation.
Ghost corporation?
An invisible mover, Lando explained. You can't actually see them, but you know they exist because of a clear pattern of events.
And in Galactic Syndicated's case, this clear pattern of events is... Luke asked.
Lando rubbed his chin.
Well, the most noticeable is all these surprise takeovers lately, he said. The big players keep whispering the name Galactic Syndicated. But the buyouts are always through cutout corporations, so it's impossible to be sure who's responsible. A lot of people don't even believe the Galactic Syndicated exists.
It definitely exists, Luke said, recalling his conversation with Luette Wool. In fact, I have it on good authority that the Krefs are the sole stockholders of Galactic Syndicated, and asteroid mining is just a tiny piece of their empire. They started in livestock genetics, then moved into droid manufacturing and cyborg technologies. Now they hold companies that specialize in chemicals, privatized detention services, high-risk finance, reinsurance, waste disposal, nutritional synthesis, interstellar mass transportation. The list goes on. Without revealing the source, Luke went on to recount what Wool had told him about the Krefs' most recent acquisitions, as well as the Senator's suspicions that they might be trying to take control of the galactic economy. And they're not being subtle, Luke said. They're using blackmail, extortion, bribery, even murder to make their purchases at a good price. Lando turned from the viewport toward Luke.
You say this buying spree started 6 months ago?
Luke nodded. About the same time your piracy problem really heated up, he said. And my contact says Get has been smuggling more product than ever into the Galactic Alliance.
And you think the Krefs are using piracy to finance their acquisitions binge?
Dina was beginning to seep cool fear into the Force. She turned to Luke and laid her hand on his arm.
Luke, even if that were feasible, I don't see why the Krefs would base themselves in the Chulun Rift. It can't be easy to run an industrial empire from way out here, and they aren't leading pirate raids personally.